apologize to Macy Schwamm. Macy, I misspelled your name. I think I had shopping on my mind and I had the department store, so subliminal advertising, so I apologize. And to Alexis Wise, I forgot to put her name. I am grateful for her donation of her time and her talent as the pianist during this heavy crunch of finals week. So without Alexis, we would all be singing off key. So my two apologies. I am so glad that you're here today. I am very grateful that you loan your children to us every week so that they can receive instruction about God and about Jesus and about how important he is in our life. I hope that you benefit from today's little program, and I hope that with the billions of dollars we're receiving in advertising, I hope that on your Christmas wish list is this one perfect gift, or else that you already have this perfect gift. Thank you.
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming. I've got to get my Christmas list completed.
Hi, Brayden. What are you working on?
Just firming up my Christmas list.
Wow, I'm so proud of you. Your list this year seems to be a much more reasonable size.
What?
Never mind. What on earth could you possibly want that you don't already have?
Well, at the top of my list is the new iPhone.
You already have an iPhone.
Hello! Version 37 comes out in less than a week. Then there's these sweet pair of Nike LeBron 4s that I love to have, with a Nintendo Switch also. Ooh, and an LG Smart OLED TV with white glove delivery. Oh, so very many things. I've just got to get my list firmed up. How's yours coming along?
I don't really have a list yet.
What? What are you waiting for?
Well, I know that I'll get some gifts at Christmas. Gifts are just not the main focus for me now. I already have the best gift ever.
You got the early release of the new iPhone 37?
No, I got baptized this summer and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I have Jesus in my heart, and that is the best gift that anyone could have.
Seriously, how's that the best gift?
I don't know exactly how to explain it to you. It's more of just a feeling of great peace in my heart, knowing that Jesus is always with me. He is there for me in the good times and lifts me up in the bad times. It has just given me a whole new outlook on Christmas. You know, Christmas is when Jesus was born and came to earth so that he could one day save us from all our sins, so that we can someday live forever with him. Knowing that Jesus loves me that much just makes me want to spread the love by doing special things for others during this season.
What do you mean? I don't even see Jesus in Christmas anymore. That is since they removed the nativity scene from the courthouse last year. You know, political correctness. I think that Christmas just commercialized anymore. I don't see Jesus anywhere.
Oh, Brayden, you're wrong. I see Jesus in reminders of his love for us just about everywhere at Christmas. Once you give him your heart, everything becomes clear.
Okay, give me some examples.
Well, let's look at the evergreen tree.
The evergreen tree has a very fitting name. It is evergreen or always green. It does not become dormant in the winter as other trees do.
Well, what about the glitzy ornaments? Certainly they don't have anything to do with Jesus.
Wrong again.
Ornaments symbolize the blessings in our lives. Every good thing that happens to us is a blessing from God.
Just as ornaments are different shapes and sizes, so are the blessings that God gives to us. Blessings come to us in many different ways.
Well, how do you explain or see Jesus in Christmas lights?
That's super easy.
Lights are used to give light into the darkness. Jesus came to be the light of the world. The light can overpower the dark, and we must be the light to the world, Jesus, just as Jesus is.
You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl.
Instead, they put it on a stand. It gives light to everybody in the house.
In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
With Jesus in your heart, you are a shining member of God's perfect gift to us.
Well, that kind of makes sense. How about bells? What could they mean?
Bells ring out to guide a lost sheep back into the fold. Jesus is our shepherd and he has laid down his life for us. John 10:11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep.
Bells are also used to proclaim good news. The best news is that Jesus is born.
I've got you. What could possibly a candy cane have to do with Jesus?
Well, that one is the most obvious of all.
When you hold me upright, I remind you of a shepherd's staff. The staff is used by the shepherd to gently pull back sheep from harm or danger, just the way that Jesus, our good shepherd, looks after us.
When you turn a candy cane upside down, it looks just like a J for Jesus. Also, the colors are symbolic. Red for the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, and white, which represents the purity of Jesus, who is without sin.
Who would have guessed that something so yummy would actually be a symbol of Jesus?
I get the feeling that you're starting to see Christmas in a different light. Speaking of lights, the star is another big symbol of Christmas.
With the wise men, the Bethlehem, the sea baby Jesus.
The stars were their guiding light, just as Jesus is a guiding light for us to follow today.
Then, of course, there are the angels.
Imagine that you were a lowly shepherd watching over your sheep. Then all of a sudden we appear. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news, tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The message of Jesus' birth is for all people. We symbolize that by bringing us the good news to one of the lowest people in Jesus' day.
I never thought of it that way. Jesus really did come for everyone, even from the beginning.
You can definitely see Jesus when you look at holly also.
The leaves of holly symbolizes the crown of thorns that was placed on Jesus' head as he was on the cross. The red berry symbolizes the blood that was shed for us.
Well, I never would have thought of that. I guess the wreath that my mom puts on our front door really means something also.
You are correct.
I'm usually made of evergreen branches that are bent or formed into a circle. There is no beginning and no end, just as there is no beginning or end of Jesus' love for us. Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I guess that brings us to the thing I love most about Christmas, the presents. I can't see Jesus in those glittery objects.
Well then, you just haven't thought about it enough.
The bow and the ribbon that ties this beautiful package together represents how Jesus ties us Christians together with his love.
We may not be in the same family, but we are all in the family of God with Jesus as the ribbon ties us together.
And above all these, put love, which brings everything together in perfect harmony.
I thought that wrapping presents were just to hide what was inside. I never looked deeper in a meaning.
So you see what I mean. When you have the love of Jesus in your heart, you see him everywhere. He's in everything that you thought were just commercial symbols of the holiday. The things that were important to you don't seem to be as important as they once were. Spreading the love of Jesus is so much more important. And what better time to do it than during his birthday?
Lauren, how can I get Jesus into my heart?
That is the easiest thing to do. You just say a prayer and open your heart and ask Jesus to come in. Once he lives in your heart, there will be less room for self and more room for others.
Will you help me?
Sure, let's pray.
This is going to be a very different Christmas for me this year.
Down in my heart.
That's it. I didn't wear a watch. I don't know how we're doing for time, but we're done. So, Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming, and we hope you got a blessing. Thank you.